The prevailing story everyone is still talking about is the pandemic, of course. In real estate in Ontario, it has to be the rise in the number of people leaving our largest urban center to begin the next chapter of their lives. The growing numbers looking to free themselves from gridlock roadways, outrageously priced housing, and horizons increasingly blocked by condo towers stretching into the sky like vertical ice cube trays. Hundreds of thousands are coming to the conclusion that there has to be a more fulfilling and rewarding way to live. Hello, I'm Mike Montague, and this is Who Moves You, the podcast about real estate and the real estate market in Central and South Central Ontario. In talking about this on past episodes, my focus has primarily been on the drive to your qualify crowd. That is, the young families, those starting out, and those for whom a 700 square foot, $800,000 condo or a $1.2 million wartime bungalow in the city is beyond financial will or ability. But there is another component to this exodus, and those are the many who have watched the homes they own grow in value from $200,000 or $300,000 in the 80s, the 90s, or 2000s when they purchased to the seven-figure resale values they typically trade for today. Homeowners who have gone from being your average working class stiffs to literally being millionaires. Well, at least on paper anyways. The trouble is, the value was locked in their homes and not in their bank accounts. So the only way to spend it would be to borrow against their homes. And then they would have to pay monthly payments and interest on an asset that is already theirs. If they sell, they would have to buy again and likely pay as much as they would sell for their next place if they choose to stay within the same real estate market geographically. Imagine the home you bought in your 20s or 30s for $300,000 is today worth $1 million or more. Tax-free money that is locked up in your home just out of spending reach. That has to be tempting, especially if your after-tax, after-the-bills-are-paid income is a couple hundred dollars or $300 a week, give or take. On one hand, you're a millionaire. On the other hand, a vacation or a new car is not within your budget. At the same time, you're becoming more and more aware of a world outside of the big city where traffic is light for the most part, backyards are big, lineups are never more than a half dozen or so people on the busiest days, and best of all, homes, nicer homes than the one you live in, sell for half or even less of what your place would command if it was listed today. Sure, you would then be putting yourself an hour away from the city, but you are also then an hour away from the commotion and the car exhaust of 6.2 million city residents. Like never before, people are exiting the GTA and hitting the reset button in Barrie, Collingwood, Midland, Orillia, all over Central and South Central Ontario. And unlike the first-time buyers who are buying starter homes, many of the ones who have big city home equity are leaving their humble 30, 40, 50 or more year old 1,500 square foot homes with the creaky stairs, the single car garages, and side door milk boxes and buying into custom built 21st century homes with double and triple garages, finished rec rooms, pools and hot tubs, showroom kitchens and baths in communities that feel inviting rather than alienating and in neighborhoods not unlike those GTA communities where many of us feel we can look but we can never touch. I just came from a revisit with clients whose home I sold in North Toronto recently for a price three times above what they paid for it in 2002. For the next 2 years, the husband will have to commute for his construction work, but now finds himself in a good position to retire in 2 years, 4 years ahead of schedule, and mortgage-free to boot. The wife, who has been working remotely for the past year, has made arrangements with her company to continue working remotely 3 out of 4 weeks each month. Their new home closes in April. We met there for a final walkthrough on the weekend. I arrived 5 minutes ahead. The look on their faces as they slowly came up the long driveway just north and west of Barrie was a combination of joy, pride, and disbelief. One of those moments that reinforces the passion that I have for my job. The home they are leaving is a nice brick home in Vaughan, not far from Wonderland, about 2,200 square feet with high ceilings and nice trimmings. There's a single car garage, but you can touch the side of the neighbor's homes on either side with one outstretched hand without taking your hand off your own home at the same time. Looking out the kitchen window to the postage stamp backyard, you can make eye contact with the neighbors behind, looking back at you from their kitchen window. The place they are moving to is a world apart, 10 minutes outside of Barrie and sitting on 47 acres, most of it a mix of pine and hardwood forest. There is room for a dozen cars in the driveway, literally, we counted them out on the weekend, and the triple garage has heated floors and a full-on vehicle lift. The back corner of the heated garage is a man cave of sorts with built-in stamped brush metal cabinets from floor to ceiling and a big screen TV on the wall. Inside is total custom luxury and high-end finishes to every surface. Four bathrooms, including a luxury five-piece ensuite bath off the primary bedroom. Two deer in the back of the yard seemed totally unconcerned with our presence as we stepped out onto the back deck. I could spend the next 5 minutes just listing the details of this home. On the completion of their sale and purchase, they will add an additional $300,000 to their bank account as well. As we walked the property, I learned how some of that windfall will be put towards new bicycles, golf clubs, skis, and two snowmobiles this year. The point being, they are just one of countless thousands of families that made similar incredible changes in their lives in 2020 and are doing so again in 2021. And just as many or more are likely to be doing this going forward. I don't believe this is a short-lived trend that will stop once the pandemic is behind us. I think the pandemic was merely the last straw for many. This will continue. Between big city sky-high home prices, a growing need for balance and quality in how we live and how we value the time we have, and the ongoing advances in technology that are providing people greater freedoms to work, shop, and live out their lives where they choose to, rather than where for so long they have felt they had to. If you're toying with the idea of possibly leaving the GTA and coming to Points North, or maybe even leaving Barrie and going out into the country, and you want to gain a first-hand sense of whether such a change is right for you, I'd love to act as your tour guide when you come to look around the region. By all means, give me a call. I can show you all the best spots when ready, help you to put together an action plan that will make the most of your sale and your next purchase. I can also set you up to receive all of the latest listings in the areas that interest you the moment they come onto the market. As a REMAX agent and a member of both the Barrie and District Real Estate Association and the Toronto Region Real Estate Boards, I provide full service support at both ends to clients looking to sell their home in the city and begin their next phase living in the Simcoe County region. You can call or text me at 705-718-6119 or email me at mike@gimmeshelter.ca. That's mike@gimmeshelter.ca. Thanks for listening. I'm Mike Montague. Who moves you?